From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
Today, for our series, This I Believe, we have an essay for high summer, or more specifically, for tomato season. The essayist is Tim Stark, a farmer who's been called the tomato guru to the stars. Star chefs, that is. Here's our series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
Tim Stark was raised on his grandfather's tomatoes, as Stark says, slurping down the seed sacks. They must have taken root, because Stark left a New York City consulting career to grow vegetables, and they have become renowned. You could say Tim Stark came to his belief through his tomatoes. Here he is, recorded in the cab of his truck at the Union Square Green Market in Manhattan, with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe that an atmosphere of stress and chaos, within reason, brings out my best qualities. And I believe my heirloom tomatoes feel the same. My farm started out as a garden, a weekend respite from New York City, where I worked as a management consultant. In that job, the stress often went unrewarded. Cranking out three-dimensional pie charts backed by reams of prose, I could show the client how to fix what went wrong, only to have them hire another consultant to tell them the same thing. So I grew tomatoes to relax, at first. But early one spring, on the top floor of a Brooklyn brownstone, I germinated 3,000 tomato seedlings on heat mats beneath fluorescent grow lights. Before work, I would get up 2 hours early to fuss with my plants. Once, during a meeting in Albany, I convinced myself I had forgotten to insert the thermometer into the heated soil. Horrific scenarios preyed on my imagination. The heat mats would grow hotter, the seedlings would fry, my apartment would ignite. I left the meeting early and flew home to New York City, convinced I'd be rescuing seedlings from a burning brownstone. As it turned out, the thermometer was safely in the soil. Any right-minded consultant would have advised against the exhausting, undercapitalized, and dysfunctional venture my garden expanded into. But the work brought rewards. The back pain I got from pounding tomato steaks was nothing like the back pain that came with trying to meet consulting deadlines. And those pie charts? You couldn't bite into them like you could a rich, juicy, fresh tomato. I don't know who suffered most early on, me or my tomatoes. The stress was tough on both of us, tomatoes ripening faster than I could pick them, tomatoes exploding beneath the ruthless sun. It would be midnight till I got the truck loaded to come here, and then, at 4 a.m, driving in, the truck would run out of gas. What I brought to this market was a ragtag lot, black crim, Aunt Ruby's German green, Zapotec pleated, extra Eros Zlatolaska. They were zippered, cracked, and hopelessly mottled. But those tomatoes developed a following. Customers had grown suspicious of the fire engine red variety. Over-irrigated, sprayed at the first sign of disease, pumped up with fertilizer, pampered like a bottle-fed baby. My tomatoes had to compensate and persevere, dig for their minerals and water, find their own way. The patches of black, the concentric scars, the multiple signs of tomato suffering showed strength and flavor. I couldn't help but notice how my tomatoes responded to me in ways that women and bosses never had. My tomatoes needed me, and I needed them. For 10 years, I've made a living from tomatoes. It's not a bad life, even though I threaten to quit each year. But things have gotten better since I started out. These days, at the peak of summer, I get 4 hours of sleep, where once I got two. I believe in managed stress. It sweetens the tomatoes. I like to think it sweetens me, too.
Tim Stark with his essay for This I Believe. Stark grows tomatoes, chilies, corn, peas, beets, and whatever he chooses on Eckerton Hill Farm in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. We invite you to express your beliefs for our series. Visit our website, npr.org/thisibelieve, to find out more and to search through all the essays that have been submitted. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on All Things Considered, a This I Believe essay from David Gessner on his belief in wildness. This I Believe is independently produced by Jay Allison, Dan Gettiman, John Gregory, Vicki Merrick, and Emily Botine.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.